We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, college football is up in the air right now. I mean, my goodness, Greg Sankey. I don't know if you saw any, catch any of the Greg Sankey comments that he's been making over the weekend. And then on Monday, we played audio of Greg Sankey the last couple of days. Do you see what he was, kind of the grim picture he's been painting of the SEC return to football?
I've seen a little bit of it. I've paid attention to some really good quotes. Jamie Pollard from Iowa State's athletic director had some excellent statement about the balance of safety and revenue. And I think that there's a lot of, it does lie between, I mean, it's the reality does lie somewhere between safety and revenue. You can't just sit there and say that the SEC is going to do their thing because they care about money and they don't care about lives. I don't believe that. I think Ed Orgeron was pretty clear on what he said about how football is the lifeblood of a lot of people, and a lot of people love college football in this country. To be shallow in a mindset to say that everybody loves it, that's not what we're trying to say. But there's a necessity for revenue. Money does provide food. It provides jobs. It provides mortgages. Nobody's saying that life is less valued than money. I totally don't believe that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to deal with playing football in a pandemic and making sure you can have a balance of both, which I think you can do.
Yeah, I was just, Sankey has just been saying, like, look, as it stands right now, we're not in no position to make a decision, but the next couple of weeks, you know, it's not looking good for us to start on time or to have our schedule as planned. And, you know, he has been very firm in it that, look, things need to improve if we're going to have college football in the South, because the South is getting hit harder with this pandemic than a lot of other places. But you mentioned what Ed Orgeron said. Hey, look, what a national championship can get you. Folks laughed at Ed Orgeron being named head coach at LSU a few years back. Mm-hmm. He wins a national championship, has a historic season, and now he's having sit-downs with Vice President Pence at an education roundtable. And you said the lifeblood quote. He said, quote, "I don't think we can take this away from these players, take this away from our state and our country. We need football. Football is the lifeblood of our country, in my opinion. It gets everything going. It gets the economy going, the economy of Baton Rouge, the economy of the state of Louisiana."
Right, and he's right for that reason. Those that don't live there can't really process that. And that's understanding, is the empathy of other regions and other things and other needs of certain cities and towns are all different. Those of you that live in Portland, it's not the same economy as if you live in, I don't know, Ashland. I mean, these are things that are priorities are different. Football is a different priority in that region because they understand it is their lifeblood. It is their finance. If you're every day, you're a vendor, or if you work for a ticket office, or you do the things that football provides for your family, that's your livelihood. So it'd be shallow for me to say that it's not worth an attempt to try to figure out a solution to pay out to keep football enact at a safe, intelligent manner. And I think they're all doing that. And that's kind of what Sankey's saying. It's also what Jamie Pollard for the Big 12 and Iowa State athletic director was very clear that they're going to do everything they can. But they have to find a way. They have to find a way to make this happen financially. His school was stated, and this is Iowa State. Jamie Pollard is their athletic director, addressed that a $40 million loss for Iowa State would happen in the fall for their program. And the reason why he said, well, that's fine if you think spring's an option, here's the deal. That means we have to find six more months of operating costs in budgets that we don't have. And then to go ahead and run a full spring financially, during that spring, which we don't have. Does that make sense financially? Because everyone says move football to spring. What if programs literally don't have the money to operate? Like, are credit cards, are they going to run everything on credit, hoping that the next season is going to start 4 years later? Or, I'm sorry, 4 months later? Are they going to get a – do you think the airlines are going to be like, you know what, we'll run this on credit for your flights. You know what, we'll manage your food. The food bill comes. These are the things that you have to have the tough conversations of. It sounds great to move it to spring. But if you don't have the money to even operate, he's saying it. We can find a way.
Yeah, and this is going to be the hard part about it. And Scott Strickland, the AD at Florida, he actually spoke about kind of maybe a fluid start to the season.
As soon as we feel like we can provide a competitive opportunity for our athletes in a safe manner, we want to do that. And I don't know when that's going to be. None of us know if and or when the clouds are going to part and the sun's going to shine and we're going to be able to provide that opportunity for our athletes. But whenever that occurs, we want to be positioned to do so. And so, doing that in the safest manner possible is number one priority. If that's September, great. If that's a different month in the calendar that allows us to do it in this school year, I don't think any of us are in position to be choosing right now.
And I think what you said from Pollard, the Iowa State AD, and then what you're hearing from Scott Strickland, I think that there is kind of this operating idea now that's being floated amongst ADs and decision makers amongst the Power Five is, instead of just saying we're going to bump it to the spring or be steadfast in saying, nope, we're starting in September, we could see this thing being like, we're just going to kick the can down the road a couple more weeks. And then in a couple weeks, we'll reassess and kick it down a couple more weeks, because that may be, from what you said, if the money's just not there, eventually that may be how you have to operate, instead of just drawing a line in the sand and saying, all right, September, we're going to make it roll. And that's the way we're going to do it.
It all sounds really good. And again, we're just going to speculate upon how much money. I think the false realities are that these teams are loaded with hundreds of millions of dollars that they can just operate. A lot of them already operate within a loss. A lot of major universities, I know you say, it's like, how was that possible? Well, they spend their budget. It's not like they're developing war chests. These aren't private entities. These are colleges. And I know athletic departments operate separate from the actual colleges. It's not like you're funding tax dollars to pay for college football. That's not really how it works. But when you have a $40 million unfunded expense that typically is funded by major donations, because all the donations are going to stop, the ticket licenses are going to stop that your season ticket holders pay for, your television revenue is not going to be there. That's all gone. How do you pay it? Do these schools just, are they loaded with $500, $600, $700 million of extra money that they're sitting around? No. So that's where the reality does lie, somewhere between safety and revenue.
And that's where I think it does make sense in my mind to, all right, if you want to get it in as soon as you possibly can, don't make a decision on, hey, we're just moving it to the spring.
We've been hearing
but
2 weeks.
Kick it back.
We've all been hearing 2 weeks for the last 4 months, and 2 weeks and 2 weeks and 2 weeks changes. I can't disagree with that, because we know things change very quickly with this and fluidity. And I don't know what's fluid and what isn't fluid. There isn't a magic wand you can wave and say, we know what it's going to be like in September. So what do you do?
And
what do you do?
You got to wait, because if you were to sit there 2 weeks ago or a month ago, we had the writing was on the wall, but a month ago, it was looking like, hey, things are improving. And then how quickly it can change from, you know, where we were in June to where, hey, the trajectory is looking okay. Mm. We're on the right path to here we are now going, uh-oh, this is getting worse and worse by the day.
Well, if you also heard yesterday, Heather Dinich was on with Dirt and Sprague, and she made a very clear quote regarding, and she's ESPN, does a great job with college football reporting, also does an excellent job on the college football playoff committee, giving us all the insight. She was very clear. It's like, SEC and those things, and Big 12, they're going to go. Okay, it's going to happen. There are going to be schools in the MAC that can't operate financially. And you know what schools are going to do? Just say, well, sorry, we're just going to go without you. They're not going to wait. This isn't a one-card house where if that falls, everybody else falls in suit. College football does not have that setup. It's not like the NBA or the NFL. If the NFL decided to shut down because one team got, they could shut down and be like, that's it, that's our league. College football doesn't work that way. If so, if Cincinnati can't play, guess what, Central Michigan or any of those things, they're like, well, sorry, you're lost. We're moving on.
Well, yeah, there we talked about that briefly yesterday, as well as you have got a situation where you could see three of the Power Five conferences playing.
Yeah.
Two of the Power Five conferences just, okay, whatever, we're going to go.
And also Big 12, they're dangerous. Not dumping the Oklahoma-Texas game. No way that you're going to take away Florida State and the SEC and what Big 12 and the SEC and the ACC big games, those cross-rival games, they're not going to dump those. Ain't going to dump those. They're not that sorry. It's not like the Pac-12 is a cute little group that can say, we're going to play conference only. Well, then the Big Ten is going to say conference only. They don't have the luxury in the SEC, in the ACC, and in the Big 12 to do that because they're just not.
Well, the Big 10 is already, punted on the Iowa-Iowa State. That's an interstate rivalry that is
terrible.
Opposite conferences.
Yeah, it's terrible for the game. It's their choice as the conference. Terrible for the game, for fans, and for the history of the game. But for their division and their conference and what they want to do, fine. I will tell you, it's not what the Big 12 and the ACC and the SEC are going to do.
But we have seen rivalries not played because of, when? Circumstances in the past.
World War II?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's happened. World War
II. We currently have
this
Texas.
This is not a world war we're in.
Well, it's a global pandemic.
I understand that. But what does make money go around? I mean, what does make life go around? I'm trying to say this very clearly. A football, like what Ed Orgeron says, I'm advocating for there to be a balance. And there's going to be a balance of football. Will it be perfect? No. But there has to be a safe way to operate. And we do know that that sometimes people are going to choose their livelihood of money over the risk of a pandemic.
But we've also seen rivalries go away based on the fact that money, that they just bicker between things like money. Texas, Texas A&M, they haven't played. Colorado, Nebraska. They've gone on a hiatus from their rivalry.
Yep.
It's not like we haven't seen rivalries not be played for, not just one year, but several years.
I don't think it's about a rivalry. I think it's about the money that the TV revenue gets from those games. I don't think it's just about a rivalry issue. I think it's about how much money is split and how much those games mean financially to the areas.
Well, and that's the whole thing about the Texas A&M game is that it could be a ton of money, yet they still fight over
it. I mean, I'm telling you, in today's landscape, that game doesn't move the needle at all. Oklahoma, Texas moves the needle.
Well, they're in their own conference, though. They're in the same conference.
I know, but we're talking about crossover games and how those games go. If Texas and Texas, remember, Texas A&M jumped ship to go to the SEC for one reason only. What was it?
Money.
Of course.
And they thought Texas was going to go to the big Pac-12.
Yeah.
They thought that they and Oklahoma were on the outside.
And Texas said, we're going to have their own fight. But Florida against Florida State, okay, those games mean a lot. LSU, all those games, those crossover games when you're looking at Miami versus anybody from the SEC, used to be. Now, maybe as much anymore, but as much as what it has. Florida State is not there anymore, but Florida still carries some weight. Some of those games are just too big. I mean, what is Notre Dame going to say? I mean, they're out.
Well, they're in the ACC.
Right. They're going to need the ACC to say, please let us in.
And they did. They let us in. They're already in.
I know, but they were knocking on the door because the Pac-12 said, nope, we don't want you. There's your two games are gone. We don't want you.
All right. Let's talk some baseball. Two World Series contenders may have some big roadblocks in front of them. Dusty and Cam on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.